man, shut up and hand me a PBR. We're putting this baby in a ditch like an 87 IROC after last call at the Grey Bush Titty Bar. Like a mysterious herpes outbreak over the entire trailer park on conjugal visit day at the local penitentiary. The number one podcast you ain't never heard of. This is Open Container. Hey, boy.
All right. Ready? Okay. Welcome to Open Container. We've got an interesting one for you tonight. We've got Brian from Covering Fire co-hosting with me.
As, you know, all the good episodes do.
Yeah, really. I figured he'd be a good fit for this episode because he's a boomer and a hardcore skeptic.
Not a boomer at all. Did you script in the insults?
Oh, I did, yeah.
It's so terrible.
Yeah. Okay, local business shootout.
Shootout. That's a totally different thing.
We're not going to shoot this guy. Jiu-Jitsu. A good friend of mine, Roy Boss Jones, runs Boss Grappling, located 872 Woodruff Road, Greenville, South Carolina. Send a check, faggot. He does adult, children, and even all women classes. How you doing? Okay. Per guest request, we're all drinking on the Virgil Caine tonight. It's the Rip Track Bourbon. It's a light rye, easy, straight-sipping whiskey. I'm sure you'll notice how easy it is very shortly. Okay, well, now, guest. The guest tonight is Rock Z.
They're rocks, Hank.
No, they're minerals. Jesus, Marie, I got some
Sorry. Is that your basic white Indian girl name?
Yeah, sure.
Or what?
Go with that.
Okay, well, tell us a little about yourself. Who you are, what you do, little intro background to paint a picture for the mouth breathers.
Sure. So, I had a business called Abundance.
Idiot! Ah! He's an idiot!
Where I did energy medicine and crystal healing and Reiki and quantum touch and all sorts of the, I guess you could say, alternative modalities.
I don't know what any of that means.
Okay. We'll get there.
Okay. Well, I've known you for a bit, and we spoke about this in passing a little bit through the years, but I've never really delved into it at this level before.
Opinion means very little to me.
I know.
You had a business at one point for around like 4 years?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I'm intrigued for a couple reasons about magic rocks, I guess. Can I call them that? Or is there a scientific term?
Sure, that's
term?
Fine. You can call them whatever you want.
Okay. I'm curious in nature, magic. Naturally. So when I hear of something that people do that's, no offense, a little strange or different, things that I don't understand right off.
Did you say no offense on an Open Container episode?
I did. Yeah. I heard that.
Well, she's a girl.
I don't know how I feel about this, like, super structured thing that you're trying to do.
All right, fuck it. Fuck her.
There you go.
So, but anyway, I just become interested in what it is. Basically, like, how and why someone would get into something like this.
Like crystal healing?
Like, yeah. Especially crystal healing.
Yeah.
Because normally
around here, we don't usually use crystals to heal. We use it to run fast and clean our living room.
Yeah, yeah. And rot out your teeth.
Just saying, that's usually how that goes.
Oh my god.
My bad.
This whole thing. Fuck this whole thing.
So, I guess, first question, what is it exactly? Just the crystal healing.
They're rocks, rock. Hank.
No, they're minerals, Martha.
So, the first historical reference is the ancient Sumerians who used crystals for, like, magical formulas. And then we have, like, the ancient Egyptians who wore crystals as jewelry and also as amulets, which are just like protective jewelry, you know?
Yeah.
That's retarded.
Yeah, well.
You think the aliens brought it, man?
They might have. I don't know. The Egyptians, you know, they always had these crazy makeup get to do thingies, whatever.
Yeah.
And they actually ground up crystal to make eyeshadow and stuff. So, and they did similarly in ancient Mexico. As well.
You're making me really uncomfortable.
You'll be okay. But ancient Greeks are the ones that actually attributed properties to crystals. Like amethyst, for example, since I'm on Open Container, means not drunken and is supposedly a stone that prevents drunkenness and hangovers.
So if I like rail some amethyst to the dome,
Here you go.
Or I just gotta wear it.
I don't know. Whatever.
We're gonna test this one.
Whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah, and your species eats sulfur.
Okay, so there are a lot of other properties of amethyst, but because I'm on open container, there you go.
Okay.
The Greeks also, they wore crystal amulets to keep themselves safe at sea.
Wait. Rocks sink.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting concept.
That's a rock thing.
But Kraken will choke on rock.
I'm pretty sure if he eats the ship and doesn't choke, that tiny crystal they're wearing is not going to hurt
Wood's him. Soft. Okay.
You're soft.
Your mom's soft.
Oh.
Those people.
She is.
Fuck you!
Ancient China used jade, for example, for not just jewelry, but also for like carved instruments and armor, burial masks, and of course healing as well. But we've seen crystal healing and, well, the use of crystals in many religions.
Yeah.
Like even the Bible talks about in Exodus, Aaron's breastplate was made out of birthstones or had birthstones on them. The Quran talks about the fourth heaven is made of garnet.
What are you, nuts?
Nah. In Hinduism, the kalpa tree is made of precious stones. And in Buddhism, there's a diamond throne near the tree of knowledge. So it's kind of, we don't really think about it in religion, but it's there.
Mm-hmm. Funny, I heard about a little bit of news as myself. Take a look. Take a listen. There's a lot more where that came from, too.
Jesus.
Yeah. during the Renaissance in Europe, we know that precious stones were used for treatment of ailments, often alongside herbal remedies.
Did it work?
Yeah, nothing.
It was used.
Nothing helps juvenile diabetes like cramming a rock up your butthole.
That's not what you do with the rocks.
Really? Because you're sitting over there next to a rock dildo. I see it up there.
No, it's a wand.
Next to all my
No. I've seen Harry Potter. That's definitely a dildo.
That's not a dildo.
Not to mention my office smells like patchouli and hippies now.
It does not. It smells like sage, lavender, and whatever else this is.
Yeah, that's what I said. Dirty hippies.
cedar, I believe. So in 1609, the court physician of Rudolf II in Germany suggested that any virtue a gemstone has is due to the presence of good or bad angels. So, I don't know how I feel about that, but that's just part of this history here. In the early 19th century...
Oh, wow! You're a monster! You're like Hitler, but even Hitler cared about Germany or something!
Oh, in the early 19th century, experiments were conducted to demonstrate the effects of stones on subjects who believed to be clairvoyant. Several subjects reported that not only did they have physical and emotional changes when they touched various stones, but they also had different tastes and smells.
Yeah?
So
he was, like, licking rocks and shit?
Maybe. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Are you, like, sucking on brimstone?
Hey, your species eats sulfur.
In the 1980s, when we started the whole New Age culture, gemstones kind of reemerged as a healing modality.
Is cocaine a rock?
Maybe.
Starts that way. Yeah.
But it seems like now it's kind of...
Trust me.
It's kind of crossed boundaries of religion and spiritual beliefs, and it's actually a mainstream complementary therapy.
Yeah.
I know that sounds crazy, but... you know, you go to a lot of chiropractors or, like, iridologists or anything. They study the eyes.
Oh.
Thought
that was an optometrist.
Any complementary medicine probably has some sort of crystal in their office or uses it in their treatment.
Oh, I heard.
So that's kind of where it all came from.
So what is considered a crystal over a rock?
That's a really good question, and I do not have that answer.
Okay. Moving on.
Oh, what do you think? I know everything about everything?
So you
have molecular structure.
Molecular structure, got it.
Molecular, I love that word. So your business, abundance, yeah. Your natural selection.
Solution.
Oh, natural solution,
yeah.
My bad. Whoops. Play on words.
Yeah.
What was business like?
Well, I did energy medicine, acupressure, chakra work, crystal healing, energy clearing, Reiki and quantum
what
touch.
What is fucking Reiki? That's the second time you've said it, and okay. I just keep hearing Rafiki. I swear to God, that's all I think
I
of
love
when
that
you say
guy.
It. Rafiki.
So it's basically just moving energy and kind of manipulating someone's energy with your hands.
How the hell do you do that?
It's the same way that snake oil, or like snake handlers drive the demons out of you. They smack you in the forehead and say you're healed.
Not exactly, but well, okay.
Kind of.
Actually, I do have a question.
Are you like the devil, a demon, leprechaun? Hey, I'm not judging. I just like to shoot straight.
No. lots of people would come in with different ailments or pain, okay. And I would do energy testing. Muscle testing, kinesiology kind of stuff, to figure out what needed attention energetically.
Helping me.
And I would address it through whatever they needed. Maybe they needed acupressure. Maybe they needed chakra work, whatever.
That's where you stab somebody and call it medicine.
Cool. What was like the most common service requested?
Having
pain.
Yeah? What pain. Would you do? Like, I have shoulder pain.
Well, I would have to work on you and, like, have you in it.
You coming on to me?
No.
The most common service request is happy endings.
No.
Yeah, what if someone came to you with dick pain? What do you do with that?
I would refer them out.
Okay.
Lick my balls! Yeah, say that all the time.
No.
You got any crazy stories? Like, any fucking weirdos call you up and have you want
to... Whoa, wait, are you asking the crystal lady that heals with her mind if any fucking weirdos
call? Like, if somebody called her up and was like, hey, can you shove that crystal dildo up my ass? Like, something like that.
Wow.
Or like, vacuum naked with, like, crack shoved in your ass?
I don't think you had her number.
I didn't.
So... Let me give you a good story first.
Okay.
I had a lady come in. She worked at a school, and she...
Was she hot?
I don't even remember.
Oh, so you're lying.
No.
Dude, I just read the notification on your phone that said Kim and Kanye are bugs, Illuminati confirmed.
What?
What?
I swear to God, it just popped up from
that's
the top
a much
of your phone.
More interesting conversation.
When you laid it down there.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love YouTube. Here, we'll leave it here. You can keep reading my notifications.
I'm just trying to see it. They're funny.
I had a lady that came in with really, really, really bad pain, and she was having trouble because she would have to walk, you know, a lot. Being a teacher, she had to walk halls and stand up a lot. And, you know, everybody in the school was noticing she was not doing well.
Yeah, beating kids will really take it out of you.
She came to me because she was desperate. She hadn't gotten... results from the medical
field.
Yes.
Yeah.
That I got a lot of that.
Yeah.
That was my own personal experience.
Did she try opiates?
She did, but she could not teach when she was high.
Yeah, you know what?
So.
I could. You know what the problem is? It's school.
Stupid. It's not how you learn things.
But after a few sessions with me, and I had her doing some stuff at home too, some energy exercises, and She went to the spring fling at her school and actually did a hula hoop, and everybody was just stunned.
What did you do to her? Was she a hip pain, back pain, neck pain? What was it?
It was back and hip.
Okay.
Pain. Yeah.
So what were you doing to her?
Well, I can't really ethically tell you what I, you know.
Were you afraid?
No.
No, she's claiming HIPAA now, like she's a real fucking doctor.
Ah, here we go.
HIPAA,
like,
HIPAA
I'm a doctor!
When you have a practice,
I'm a pilot! I'm a
student.
Right,
stuff,
okay.
So.
Well, okay, let's just... Alright. We'll generalize it so we're not focusing on this said individual. Let's say another individual.
So they have stuck energy. Stuck energy, and...
Okay.
I would help release the stuck energy.
By
manipulating it through either my hands or crystals.
You're talking
or
like auras and shit?
Yes.
Can you see?
I cannot. Oh, I want to so bad, but I cannot.
I've heard like on the radio and shit, I listen to weird shit, where people have called in and they said that they can like see someone's aura.
Well,
like,
there's...
They look at it and be like, you got like a blue aura and it means blah, or you got like a yellow and it means this.
Well, with Carillion Photography...
Malotes, dog!
Malotes.
With Carillion Photography, you can kind of see an energy body outside.
Carillion?
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Carillion Photography? Okay.
You talking about like thermal?
sort of.
No, it's like you touch a plate and it shows the EMF around you or some such ridiculous hippie shit. Yeah, I've seen it.
I'm really interested in that now.
I'll show you pictures later.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know how, like, there's little balls with the lightning in them and you touch
them? Yeah, I always wanted one of those. Spencer sells them. I'm going to buy one.
It's kind of like that, but it's a picture instead of that.
What's the picture?
It's like an outline of whatever you're touching it with. Like, if you put your dick up there, it would be like this outline of...
Like a shrimp?
Like lightning bolts coming out of it.
Like a krill? Yeah.
I don't think
it magnifies.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't really have crazy stories. I did have a couple, like, kind of weird things that happened.
Yeah,
anything
weird, man.
I was working with another energy medicine practitioner.
More of you guys?
Oh, there's tons of people.
Okay. I've never met one.
But she had a client that she wasn't getting results with.
Okay.
And so she asked me to kind of partner up with her and us work on the client together. And we did, but...
It looks like that.
She was into some way more crazy things than me.
Yeah?
And,
Like BDSM?
No. Like
mandingos?
She was using like crow feathers and
what?
All sorts of different items that I did not have and didn't.
Was she going like fucking hexes with it? Like,
well,
witchcraft?
What do they call it? What's the name for whatever she was doing as opposed to what you're doing?
Yeah.
It was under the same name, but she did things differently than I did.
Okay. And it didn't work.
Well,
so yours is better.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying we tag teamed and worked on this.
Don't be fucking modest.
We worked on this client, and the client did say that he got results.
Oh, it was a he.
But both of us just felt so sick afterwards.
What?
We had, like, picked up something negative.
Really?
Yeah. We both were not feeling well after the session.
Big, you know, penis between my legs.
So you're talking, like what, demons or something?
I don't know.
Shit?
We picked up some shit from him. We picked up some negative energy off of him. And
just scream in case of herpes.
No.
Yeah, so you guys did a three-way?
No!
they were tag teaming.
Fucking smegma, baby.
No, gross.
Yeah.
So I was very sure to, like, clear the room out with sage and, you know.
Right. So you released some shit out of him. Did he
antibodies.
Feel better?
He felt better. He
but
actually,
you guys got a hold of it?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, there are things you can do to kind of protect yourself to not pick up the client's energy, but I think because I'd never worked with someone before, I was just kind of going with the flow.
Right, yeah.
And, yeah, it was...
Left you open or some shit.
Yeah, something like that. It's kind of, ugh, yeah.
So, would you say you had more men clients than women or vice versa, or is it pretty even?
Pretty even.
Yeah, I don't care.
That's pretty even, yeah.
Soundboard's awesome.
So, is it something for those who are grasping at anything they can for answers or remedies to things they're dealing with either physically or mentally? Is it more physical pain or is it more mental pain? Did you have a little bit of both? Or
both.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, a lot of people come to energy medicine because they have not gotten the results that they wanted from Western medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying something different.
Would you say that... Say, out of 10 people that you worked with, would you say it was, what would be the percentage rate of, like, success versus Western medicine that they didn't have success with? So you're like 50%?
It's hard to give you those stats because most people reported that they slept really well afterwards.
Shit!
What?
I'm trying to concentrate.
Did they poop better?
You said shit. Yes, let's go there. I had a lady who was so constipated, and she...
That's where the crystal wand comes.
No,
yeah.
She
roots around
impacted.
And that loosens things up.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I worked on her...
That would be Western medicine.
And before she left my...
They actually do that.
Before she left my office, she had a bowel movement. So
yeah?
I guess you can call that a success.
So, I mean, yeah.
It had been like a week.
I mean, I don't know if you could, I mean, see, now with shit like this, you know, with not a whole lot of actual study behind it, I mean, I'm sure there's study behind it, but I mean,
that
like...
That was a school.
No, comparatively speaking to, like, Western medicine, so cancer research versus...
I wouldn't want to offend you in any way.
Basically what he's doing
right now. What I'm trying to say is, you got thousands of scientists and millions of dollars, and they repeat the same test over and over and over and over, and they've got, documented 10,000 times, and then, 4,500 times this happened, et cetera, et cetera.
Dude, rocks have been around longer.
Yeah, but there's... In the grand scheme, there's a lot less people fucking practicing this over
rocks
medicine.
Have been around for millions of years.
So, I mean, I lost my fucking track with you.
Guess you should have included me with your dumbass script.
Fuck it, I'll just move on. Is there any real science behind it?
Okay, so I think we can all agree that...
that's a bold statement, Calvin. Let's see how it plays out.
Oh, shit.
All right, I think we can all agree that crystals are used in things like calculators, clocks, phones, fiber
quartz,
optics,
yeah,
computers,
quartz,
okay?
Watches, yeah.
All right, and I think we can
that's
all agree...
That's different, though. That's like
hopefully all agree with Einstein, who said energy, or who said everything is energy. Let's...
That's debatable.
Well,
I don't doubt that everything is energy. I doubt the ability of a human being to control it with their mind.
Okay. Well, that's fair.
Okay, fine.
That's fair.
And shun the non-believer.
What do you charge for this?
Yeah, oh, that's a good fucking question. Thanks. What is, like, the average house... Did you do house calls?
No.
Or did you do office visits?
No, they came to my office.
They came to you? Okay, good. See, I was thinking you did, like, house calls and shit, like a hooker. But,
no.
Okay.
It was very professional.
Okay.
Like all jokes
so
aside, it was super
office.
Professional. There were release forms and intake forms and
Good. That's a good picture. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I'm just an asshole.
I think I prefer it my way.
Yeah, I like escort better. we should find an escort for the next episode.
Have fun. Right.
And then like you can fuck her on air or something. I don't know.
Well.
Like right in her butt. Oh,
I don't know
sorry.
If you noticed, but this is audio, not
yeah, I know. It'd be funny squishy noises, like moving around spaghetti,
I'm trying to drink.
Okay. So you had a real office. And people came to
you. Okay, so the fees would depend on what they wanted. My base fee was usually between $45 and $60 an hour.
Hey, what I'll need favor. I'll throw in a fart.
So you want like...
And I was way underpriced.
Really?
For
no
normal...
Shit.
Yeah, for this modality.
How booming was business when it was booming? And how often was it booming?
Well, it was... I did it part-time.
Because I'm about to fucking invest. What the fuck?
I did it part-time. But I had a steady...
Yeah, clientele is steady? Weekly?
Yeah.
Were you always booked? Did you have, like, Tuesdays and Wednesdays you wouldn't have shit? Was it common that you...
I mean, I probably had 10 clients a week.
Yeah.
And that was good for me.
Would you average an hour, or would it be 3 hours, or would
per,
you say
per
roughly?
Client?
Roughly, just rough guesstimate.
It just depended on what they wanted and what they needed, and what they could afford.
Okay.
And I wasn't an asshole about it. Like,
did you accept Blue Cross Blue Shield?
No.
I'm still hung up on that's like $2,000 a month.
Yeah, no shit. Like, and that's at like just 10. Imagine if we got like 40 people in there.
Well.
How many hand jobs can you give in an hour?
Yeah.
That's not
you
me.
Got two fucking hands. In
no.
fact, you got two fucking feet. So technically, you could do 3 dicks at one time.
I turned away clients.
Yeah, you could start squeezing them all between your hands. And you could probably fit 4 dicks in your hand.
Talking about the
And if we hired like 2 more of you, like that's like 40 dicks.
Wow.
An hour.
Yeah.
I turned away.
So $65 times 40.
Like you guys.
Yeah. Whatever, man. You fucking totally want to, like...
Okay, but, like, let's... Tesla...
Yeah, I said it.
Tesla said, if you want to find the secrets of the universe, think in terms of energy, frequency, and vibration.
Yeah, but Tesla also talked to aliens in his mind.
Well, maybe
so
he really did.
I don't
really
know that that's really a reliable source.
You know, I'm kind of, Tesla's... He's relatively reliable.
So...
Here's the thing with Tesla, okay? You don't... You're crazy, right? Okay? Say you're just a crazy madman, everyone thinks you're crazy, right? Well, when a crazy person dies, usually black suits don't come in and raid your shit.
Well, that's true.
Just saying.
That is
just
true.
Just fucking saying.
That is true.
Just saying.
Yeah. A Hungarian Nobel Prize winner, I can't pronounce his name, it's Albert something
well,
crazy.
That's racist.
Probably
fuck.
Too many consonants.
Here, would you like to pronounce this?
Oh, yeah. Zint Gheorghe.
Okay, that guy.
I don't know.
He said...
I got one for this too. Hold on.
Andromeda system.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that.
Yeah,
okay.
Basically.
So, Albert, he said, without energy, life would be extinguished instantaneously and the cellular fabric would collapse. So, you know, I know we all have varying opinions here, but we can all agree...
That's science, though. Yes. The pull of molecules keep them together, which keeps you cohesed into one solid mass.
Yeah.
That's the energy that keeps everything together. Mm-hmm. It still doesn't mean that you can magic it with your mind and a fucking handful of gravel.
She had results, so...
Allegedly.
She allegedly had results.
Wait.
I wouldn't want to offend you in any way.
God damn. You know we love you.
I know.
It's not me, it's him.
I know.
All right. Carry on. Finish.
Mr. Poopy Butthole. About that. I always could count on you.
That was it.
Okay, fuck it.
I was just quoting.
Fuck it. Moving on. All right. So, what do you believe you gain from it?
Okay.
Money.
I know, not the business aspect. Because I know that she still kind of uses this shit. She has used it on herself before she started the business, I'm sure. You don't just wake up
right.
one day and
all
go,
I went to
rock
school.
Magic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, every surgeon starts practicing on themselves.
Well, you know, kind of probably. You know, I don't know. I'm not a surgeon. They probably cut their dicks off and sewn them back on twice.
Well,
I don't know.
Okay, so I was dealing with some crazy...
I mean, I try it.
Some crazy medical stuff. And I feel like...
Explain crazy medical stuff.
Screaming case of herpes. We already went over it.
Were you, like, cutting pigs up and putting their heads on, like, cats and shit?
She had medical issues. She was building fucking Franken-pigs.
Oh, my bad. I misunderstood. Carry on. My bad.
And I, like a lot of my clients, were completely desperate because medical was not giving us...
Right.
Good answers or any hope.
Right.
So I feel like what I gained from all of this is even if it was maybe false, okay? And I'm willing to talk about that too, but it gave me hope enough to be able to keep fighting the battle.
Now,
because you know more than a doctor is what you're talking about.
No. I think
I build robots for fun.
I think what she's getting at is this, is she did X amount of time the right way.
No,
I'm air quoting the right
way. Yeah, I
gotcha. The way that, you know, society and everyone thinks that you're supposed to go. You know, doctor, you're supposed to go to the doctor. It's what you're supposed to do. That's what everyone believes. Okay?
Right.
I'm giving benefit of the doubt, devil's advocate here. Okay? You did that. And then you tried something else. Okay? And you could look at it a couple ways. Okay? You could step back from it and go, okay, I had zero fucking results or minute fucking results from the Western medicine,
right,
from Dr. George up there at the fucking hospital, okay? And then I tried...
Send the check, George.
Yes, send the check, George. And then I tried this, and something happened. Now, you could look at it two ways. The rock magic did it, or coincidentally, at that point in time, whatever you were doing Western medicine-wise actually started to work.
And
although I don't know the full story, I know you don't want to talk about
it.
So I don't know the variables involved and the timeline and what you were doing whilst doing this. So, I mean, it's skepticism is what
I made
it is.
A huge lifestyle change. And do I think that contributed to...
Like your diet and whatnot?
Yes, and a lot of things. And I think...
No sex with black dudes?
What?
Or less sex with black
dudes? Wow,
okay.
Guys.
She's so embarrassed. Or did you start having sex with black guys?
Wow, what's going on here?
I don't know. I'm just asking. I need to know more things. There's variables involved with all of it. I don't know. Did you stop eating corn chex and eat rice chex?
I did become vegan, but I don't want to go there because Brian's going to just eat that up.
There's actually a lot of interesting shit with that, but carry on.
But yeah, I changed pretty much every aspect of my life. I eat bacon now.
They make soy bacon. It's kind of not
you
the same.
Shut your clown hole mouth.
I'm just saying,
bacon comes from pigs.
I don't
call
think
it anything else.
I don't think it should be called bacon because it's not bacon, but they
Fakin.
Call it that. It's faking.
Fakin.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Marketer right
mm-hmm.
there.
It's too close.
It's too close. All right. Strips of fucking something. Ready to eat. I don't know. Anyway. But
I was so discouraged with what the medical profession was telling me that I was ready to just give up. Right. And I feel like this kind of helped me have some hope. Regardless if it physically helped me or not, it gave me some...
Was your attitude, your mental, stature, was it really, really positive going into it?
Because no.
When I worked at the hospital, I was around a lot of cancer patients, and I noticed one thing. It could be completely coincidental, but what I did notice is more times than not, the drab, I never saw again. They died.
Mm-hmm.
The upbeat, I'm gonna beat this shit, no matter the stage. Some of them, you know, they were really far off, but they were still a happy person in general. They died. But more times than not, the happy person actually recovered. Kids, adults, old people.
You hit the nail on the head right there. Because I was in such a dark place because I was in a hopeless medical situation.
Right.
And I feel like this kind of brought me out of there. Out of the depression.
Right.
And I don't really even care if it's real or not real, because I'm still here.
Right.
And I'm grateful for the journey.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I still subscribe to it or not doesn't even matter.
All right, don't start fucking crying on me.
So, I'm not going to cry.
So where does the power come from?
Oh, here we go.
Like, you're controlling these magic invisible forces with your super school magic that you did. Where does the power come from? And can that source of infinite wisdom...
Here you go. there's no camera. Hand it over the lock.
Can that source of infinite, like, universal cosmic wisdom tell us for sure, finally, that Epstein didn't kill himself?
Ah! Oh, God. All the fucking... You wound it up like a fucking clock. What the fuck? That was like a 12-foot fuse on that one. Jesus Christ. Slow burn.
I can't really address anything that you just asked. Because I don't know.
It was about the joke. I don't actually care.
Okay, you know how I'm sure you guys have, like, certain clothes or certain pictures or certain... like, decor in your house that just kind of makes you feel good?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, do you see all these guns on the wall?
I do, and it makes you feel good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Not because of some inherent magic that they hold.
Okay. Oh, no. I'm getting there.
No, they hold an inherent magic. You know what it's called?
Magic fire dust.
Freedom. Yeah. So, freedom. I kind of...
The French don't have those.
At this...
They dropped that shit a long time ago. And then we bought them.
Never been fired, no drop once.
At this phase in my life, I feel like, you know, I'm not still fully involved in all this stuff. However,
right.
Oh,
wait, you took your rock bracelet off. You're going to get drunk now.
Oh, no. I still got mine on. But I still have selenite by my bed.
What is selenite?
Okay.
It's a rock.
So,
I don't fucking know.
So, selenite is a stone that cleans and clears the energy of objects, people, or places. It feels good to me. I like it. And I have it by my bed.
Do you have selenite I can buy from you?
I have some that you can play with.
Could I just borrow it?
Sure.
Some Scotch whiskey. You got any of that around here?
Could I borrow it for like a week?
Absolutely. Here.
Oh, shit. Drop one.
Still rocks.
I'm gonna borrow it. Because I have a problem with anger.
Wait! I've got some other stuff for you. If that's the case.
So I mean, if I can put that by my bed,
I don't believe that.
Do I gotta smoke it?
No! Just by my
bed.
I don't
believe that.
So like, I still wear amethyst because I like it.
Yeah, it is pretty.
It is supposed to help you overcome fear. It's supposed to get you like ready for action. It's supposed to help with like headaches and whatever.
Like action, but, like sex?
No, like. So you know, it's like achieving a Viagra? Your goals.
Oh.
And then I carry black tourmaline with me in my purse every day. I've done it for a long
what
time.
What is that? You
know, like girl doesn't.
It's protection from negativity.
Yeah?
How's that working out for you?
Well, I mean, I'm with you guys with right now. Guy. Yeah.
I'm being pretty positive.
But what I'm saying is
ish.
I feel like I've kind of evolved from, ooh, this is crazy, esoteric, nice, whatever.
Right.
And now it's just, it feels good, and I keep it around okay.
Okay, I have another question, and then after that, you need to actually review the alcohol that we're drinking.
Oh, okay, sure.
Up there underneath my Glocks is a spiral crystal butt plug.
No.
And what is that?
Holy fuck, it is!
No, this is selenite.
Yeah, you sit on it?
You should probably take that one instead.
No, he's
thread
not.
It right on the old poop chute, and yeah, you're good to go.
I wonder if that's the same thread pitch as my asshole.
Yeah, I think it is.
You are not going to be doing that.
What?
No.
I thought we were friends.
Sorry.
I'll clean it afterwards. And before.
You don't know whose butthole it's been in.
I don't know whose butthole it's been in. Okay, well, you know, co-host is co-hosting, so now we're going to... You know what?
Yeah, I do more than just click on it. No, this is your thing, bro. It's just my liquor.
Okay, well, it's a damn good sipping whiskey. Okay, it was founded by two accomplished chefs. Virgil Caine started with a simple idea. Let's take our culinary know-how and use it to make a great-tasting whiskey.
Seriously? Holy crap! Holy crap!
I know, it's nuts. They put taste above all else. This versatile, rule-breaking, yet smooth-talking bourbon has a sly hint of rye. It is there. It's very minute. It's not like...
I know.
It's not like an... Like, when you told me it was a rye whiskey a while back, I didn't, like, really believe you. You have to kind of find it in the taste. Like, it's there, but it's very, very back room.
Yeah.
But...
Unbelievable, isn't it?
It's damn good. It's 45% alcohol by volume, so it's 90 proof. And it's not even expensive. What is this, like a $25 bottle, $30 bottle?
It's a little more expensive than the mid-shelf stuff, the Jack and the Gems and stuff.
It's like in the $30 range, right?
But it's worth it.
Yeah, but it's not expensive. I wouldn't call it expensive at all.
Well, Wait, did you just say Jack is mid-shelf?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway.
On a good day. It's holding up the middle shelf.
Yeah, it is. It's underneath it, propping it up. Yeah, you're right. It's touching the other side of it. But no, it's damn good. Isn't this made in Charleston? Yeah, North Charleston, South Carolina. So we got local-ish. That's pretty good shit. I love it. I tried it a couple years ago. I read about it. Josh told me about it.
It was a Christmas party that we were at.
Yeah. Oh, I had a fucking flask of it, didn't I? Yeah. We fucking got shitty.
And now that's my go-to now.
It is damn good, man. It's very good. I love it. If you're out there listening, you probably aren't, but if you might be, give it a shot. It's definitely worth it. I don't have anything bad to say about it.
Virgil Caine's got a ginger and I think a straight bourbon tea.
I don't think I'd try the ginger.
The liquor store said that ginger was their most popular, but yeah, I'm not really interested in trying it either.
What part of town was that in?
Woodford.
Yeah, I'm not buying ginger. Bunch of goddamn hipster yuppies.
It was Greenville too, over around Cherrydale.
Yeah.
It's a little tougher to find, but it's coming along.
My guy down in Easley, he always has like at least three or four bottles of it. I don't know if he sells it.
It got super confusing, and we should probably touch on it because we're drinking the... What does that say on the label? Is that High Rye or Rip Track?
It just says Rip Track.
Yeah, there's a bottle that says High Rye as well.
Yeah?
It's the same label. It just says High Rye instead of Rip Track.
Have you tried that? Is it
I did. Well, the label is very similar, and I was like, this tastes exactly the same.
Right.
So I actually emailed Virgil Caine, not the person Virgil Caine, the company Virgil Caine.
Right.
And I was like, hey, what's the difference? They're like, nothing. We changed the label real quick one time. It went back to the exact same thing.
Okay.
So
yeah, because I wouldn't call it a high rye.
Whether it says high rye or rip track.
Like Bullet? Have you tried Bullet
rye?
Yeah,
I've tried Bullet.
That's fucking rye in every sense of the form. You smell the shit. You pop the fucking cork off the top. You're like, yep, that's rye. No, it's fucking great. I recommend it over a lot of bourbons.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
It's great for a mid-priced bourbon.
It's actually better for better than some of the more expensive ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, since I knew I was going to be on Open Container tonight, I got you something, Alex.
Oh, God.
That's quite appropriate. You're going to have to post a picture of this for all your fans.
Lager Lolly. What is this? Artificially beer flavored. What the it's a fucking lollipop?
It's a sucker, yeah. It's a beer flavored sucker.
Hangover free, alcohol free. You can never have one too many. What the hell?
Is it open?
No, just the top little... Yeah.
Can I lick it?
You do what you want. It's wrapped in plastic, yours.
Too. I'm going to open it.
You didn't take the picture.
I took the picture. I got it.
You got a picture? Yeah. I want to try it. Does it tastes like fucking beer?
I don't know. No, I just saw it and it screamed your name.
I don't want to open it, though.
You should.
I should.
Yeah.
I should give it to my kid.
No.
There's no alcohol in it. It just tastes like beer. Like, here, you want a lollipop? You're like, what the fuck is this?
It potentially tastes like beer. We don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't know yet. We're about to find out. Now I'm reviewing candy.
You need a knife?
Yeah, you got a knife,
There's
bro?
There's a Sog Seal Pup hanging on the
back. Oh, yeah, that's not obnoxious at all. Fucking here. Take this 6-inch blade, open that fucking lollipop up.
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't have to get up to get it, did you?
I'm sorry. You didn't have to fucking yell at me about it, goddamn.
Win. Psycho. You win. You're supposed to be my friend.
That tastes like fucking beer, bro.
You're welcome.
Try that.
Oh, man.
Like, it's like there. It's like a natural light. It's like...
It's beery. Yeah.
You want to try it?
I'm not sharing a lollipop with y'all. That's just weird.
That's weird? Yeah. That's your fucking line?
You're going to stab yourself in the dick if you keep slinging your arm around like that.
Like, you'll have sex with me, but you won't try a lollipop?
Oh, wow.
Give me the goddamn sucker.
Okay. Ha-ha! Got him!
It's beer-esque.
Yeah, it tastes like beer.
That's fucking weird, man. Awesome. Thank
you.
That is cool. That is cool. So, yeah, try the lager lolly. It's fucking interesting, to say the least. So, you haven't completely distanced yourself from this. You still use it day-to-day in some form.
I mean, I still have some stuff with me, and I have some stuff around my house.
You're not
but I'm not sold out the way I was.
Right.
I feel like I've gotten some...
Well, at one point, you weren't skeptical on any level. It was just accept it for what it is.
Yeah.
And now you're kind of like, well, why the fuck... Why this and why that?
Yeah.
Now you're kind of questioning it.
I'd say I'm more than just questioning it. I don't see the validity in a lot of it.
What are you rubbing on your balls?
I don't know. Some big rocks.
Labradorite.
What does that one do?
It stimulates imagination.
How your dick's going to, like, write a novel.
It's pretty imaginative. It's scratching my sack with a rock.
It helps with goal setting and creativity.
How many chapters is it on now? What the fuck?
I'm pretty sure my dick could write a novel.
I'm going to have to clear the hell out of that.
I don't even know what that means. Like, you know,
no, they make shampoo for it.
Okay. Okay, well, so you haven't distanced yourself completely. You still got selenite by your bed. Yeah. Little shit here and there.
Yeah, and I don't even know that I really buy into that it has power as much as it just, I like it.
Right.
It's pretty.
It is. Some of them are pretty. That one he was rubbing on his balls is pretty neat looking.
Well, look at this one. I love this amethyst geode. I just think it feels
good. I'm not rubbing that one on
my balls. Bismuth. Does bismuth do anything? Because bismuth looks cool as shit.
You know what you're talking about.
You mean like...
Show her a picture of
Pepto-Bismol.
Bismuth. Well, that's what's in Pepto-Bismol, actually, but...
It becomes the teacher!
It looks like alien shit. Pull up a picture of bismuth for her, if she hasn't seen it. It looks cool as hell.
No, I haven't.
It's really fucking cool.
And I've seen a whole lot of crystals. I haven't seen that.
Look at that shit.
Oh, wow, that is cool. So it's like this rainbow multicolor kind of
thing. Yeah, it looks
like
some alien shit. Look, go down a couple to that one that's like giant Rubik's Cube.
It's got geometric patterns.
It's gnarly, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty nifty. I have never used that.
It's in Pepto-Bismol.
I've used a whole lot, but I haven't used
that. So, I mean, it's actually one rock that actually does have science behind it.
Lots of rocks have science behind them. Like, if I throw one at your head, it will...
Hurt.
No, I just
transfer
mean like
kinetic energy and kill you.
Pepto-Bismol.
Look
like
at you!
Western
You're an energy
medicine
practitioner now.
Holy shit! Did he just get certified?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
What did that cost?
Wow! My training cost a lot of money.
What is a lot of money?
Probably $10,000 or more.
Holy fucking tits!
Wait a minute.
Is you're easy to impress?
$10,000.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is that school?
There are many schools, and I went to 3 different schools.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me back up a little bit. How does one... What credentials and fucking where would you have to get the credentials to start a fucking school?
Okay, so a lot of the schools that I went to were based on Chinese medicine. And that is actually...
So you go to like a laundromat, like a dry cleaner.
No. That is actually a doctor of Oriental medicine.
You can't go to
medicine.
Chinese food place. It's all Mexicans.
It really fucking is. Isn't that strange?
And Koreans serve you Mexican food.
Yeah, what is up with that shit?
I don't know.
I think everyone's confused.
They're racist.
They are racist. But anyway.
Doctors of Oriental medicine are actually in, like...
Like acupuncture guys?
That's part of it. Yeah, that takes
with
a long
dudes
time for school. What? That's sumo wrestlers. But,
That's sumo wrestlers.
Yeah, they're... I wish we had had this podcast 5 years ago because I feel like I could have represented things a little bit better.
Well, I'm sorry for sucking.
Yeah, you did.
I wish I had lots of things like.
Here's the sex robot.
Oh.
So you left it behind. Okay, we'll go back to the. You never finished with the. Starting a school, so they went and trained under or apprenticed under these Chinese doctors of sorts.
A lot of them were Chinese medicine doctors.
That had the schools.
Yes.
Okay, so they come over here, and they saw these fucking gringos, and they were like, fucking cha-ching.
Okay.
Not to
well,
be
they
confused.
Got 10 grand of my dollars,
not
so.
Not to be confused with their name.
Not to be confused with their name.
But
oh
I was surprised.
God.
I was really surprised in my classes, because it wasn't just a certain race or a certain gender. It was... everybody.
Student-wise?
Yes. Yeah. And we had people traveling from... we had one guy traveled from Kenya to come take our classes in America for energy medicine.
So let's say that you don't start your own, like, hand job business in your living room like you did. Where does one find a job?
Yeah. Other than starting a hand job business.
So a lot of chiropractors hire...
Do they?
Higher energy medicine or massage.
Oh, yeah, I bet they do. And they're like,
in the toilets. Maybe you'll make friends with some turds.
Yeah.
There are a lot of complimentary. I don't even know what I'm saying right now.
This soundboard has ruined your very serious and scripted podcast.
Like a chiropractor would kind of add that on to somebody before the chiropractor came in. You come in and you, like, rub their dick with a fucking rock.
No. But
smashing them in the balls with a fucking...
Now you have a new problem. The doctor will see you shortly.
But a lot of massage therapists and chiropractors do rent out an office to energy medicine practitioners.
Okay, so it's a common thing, I guess.
It really
define
is.
Define a lot.
I can't define
like,
a lot.
You know one, right?
No, I know several. And I'm not just talking about
four.
In South Carolina. I'm talking
okay.
about, like, in other states. Because the people in my class were from all over the United States and some international.
So you're saying South Carolina is, like, the mecca for, like, Chinese
no,
medicine.
Absolutely not. Because I didn't even study in South Carolina.
Where was your school?
I studied in Florida.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. Meth and fentanyl will convince you of a whole lot of shit.
Hell, yeah. Fucking take it to the head, baby.
I did fuck start it, I did
wait,
take
wait.
Some
so
classes here.
So it's
but...
10 grand worth of class plus travel and hotel.
Yes.
Well, it's 6,000 of that's fentanyl, so I mean you gotta be fair.
It's a lot of fentanyl.
That's a shitload of
that's
fentanyl.
Enough fentanyl to kill like everybody in the country.
Yeah, but she's a pro.
I don't know if I've ever even had fentanyl.
I mean, you want to?
No.
Okay. We don't have fentanyl.
Prince and I are very disappointed in this behavior.
with that attitude, you won't. Fuck
you party up. Pooper, buzzkill, boo!
So was it self-inflicted, the leaving behind, or was it outside scrutiny from, like, this fucking guy?
No, I feel like I got what I needed out of it, which
yeah.
was just... a more positive viewpoint in life.
Yeah.
And I got my fight back to I guess go back to the medical field and try some of the things that I didn't want to try. But also like the lifestyle change for me kind of opened up some other things. And I don't feel like I don't need that crutch anymore, and I hate to say it that way, but
yeah.
I kind of feel like it was a crutch that helped me get over some stuff, but then
were
I don't...
Down, girl! You need to chill out!
I don't need the crutch anymore.
Were you religious at all while doing this?
So, I was religious prior to,
okay.
Very religious, and I would have never entertained anything like this.
No.
Because this was satanic and evil and witchcraft.
Yeah,
I think you gave up religion just so you,
masturbate!
Oh my god. Yeah, like, I feel like this kind of gave me the freedom to look into some other, like, spiritual things that I was not allowing myself to because of the strict religious upbringing.
You were able to branch out.
Yeah. I feel like I grew from the experience, even though I don't buy into all of it now. I feel like it was, it helped me grow as a person.
Were there like, groups that you would meet with?
There are study
like
groups.
Around town and shit?
There are study groups. There are, you know, networking events and, you know, whatever. But I was not involved in a lot of those because I was never, your, like, stereotypical energy medicine crazy hippie practitioner. I guess I kind of did a mild form of energy medicine in comparison. So when I would get together with other people, I was really the odd man out because they were woo. And
what would be just an example of a woo fucking person, you know?
Somebody that makes you go,
are you people even human?
Yeah, that.
Yeah.
I mean, like sweat lodges and that
what
kind
is
of
that?
Stuff.
Wait, that's Native American stuff now.
Yeah, we're talking about all that kind of stuff.
Oh, so Chinese magic's okay, but not Indians with feathers, man.
No,
are you talking like feathers or dots?
Feathers.
Thought feathers, okay.
Well, I think you just have to figure out what's right for you, and what's right for me is not casting spells and being a witch.
Oh, so they went more into the fucking, like, magic, witchcraft kind of field. So this can kind of, like, funnel its way over to that side?
You can take it anywhere.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like in your pocket?
What?
Under no one.
But I was never comfortable with the kind of, I don't want to say like satanic or demonic, but it felt that way to me.
Yeah.
Is that
because you had a
devoutly Christian upbringing?
Right.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you'd see some shit that was kind of weird and you're like,
that's not really for me.
That's kind of something else. I think that you guys are painting as something else.
Yeah.
You know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's show neat. Me on the voodoo doll up there where the devil touched you.
Yeah.
No, there's a legit a voodoo doll.
Yeah, there. She told me about
it. It's not a voodoo doll. It's called a damn it doll. And written on it says, whenever things don't go so well and you want to hit the wall and yell, here's a little damn it doll that you can't do without. Just grasp it firmly by the legs and find a place to slam it. As you whack the stuffing out, yell, damn it, damn it, damn it.
You could do that with babies, too.
That's no!
That thing wouldn't last a morning with you.
Oh, shit.
No, I just think
just
it's funny.
Just angry, naturally. So, are there any books or organizations you would recommend to someone out there listening if they were interested?
So if
I don't
you,
think anybody listening to your podcast is interested.
If you
yeah,
want,
probably not. But I mean, you know, glass half full, bro.
If you want a more scientific, I'm saying more, not like, you know, totally, but like if you
not
want...
actually scientific, but
if,
kind of?
If you want something that can back it up.
Oh, you brought a book.
Eden Energy Medicine, Donna Eden, is the founder of this modality, and
she... The fuck is a modality?
It's a fancy way of saying way.
Oh, okay.
She will give you some of the things that you were wanting me to give you. Like,
well, go back to that page. That arrow was pointing at his dick.
Yeah, that's this is tracing meridians, which I did.
That's a fancy way of saying drawing a line down the middle.
Well, no, you have, I don't know, I'm not going there.
That was median.
but that'll give you some really, like, hardcore information, so... I would suggest that if you want to...
And so modest, naming it after herself.
If you want to get into that kind of thing. Now, if you're just interested in, like, crystals and stuff, the Little Book of Crystal Tips
Cop
and Cures is kind of a fun little book that'll teach you a little bit about what each
That's
stone
That's a lot
needs.
Of pages you've got marked there.
I do, yeah.
That's pretty neat. So it's got, does it have all of them or just, like,
no,
the
it
common
just has,
ones?
No, it just has common ones. And if you want to get, like, a little bit... more into the esoteric stuff with crystals.
That means not magic.
Gemstone Energy Medicine, Healing Body, Mind, and Spirit by Michael Katz is a pretty good book.
So, Are you just rubbing this shit in your hand? Are you hanging onto it? You're putting it in the room? It's, what is it?
And are you talking about, like, 5 years ago? Are you talking about today?
Like, the average person using this shit that's reading these books, like the gemstone magic and shit, are you, like you said, this, the selenite, you're putting it on your nightstand, so it's just in the, it's in the area where you're spending your time while you're sleeping.
But if I was working on someone, I would probably...
Yeah, you would.
Just so you know, she grabbed the rock dildo.
No, I would clear out
you did, we saw you. Well,
it's not a dildo!
Kind of looks like my dick. It's
that is a rock fuck toy is what
white,
that is.
Oh my god. Like a dick.
Okay, let me use a different
example. No, fuck it. You already had it.
Okay.
Keep going.
So, if I was, like, trying to clear out energy...
Wait, didn't you say that one's specifically designed to fit in your vagina?
I did not.
It looks like it would.
I did not.
It's like one of those vibrating eggs. Basically, these are just rock sex toys.
Wow. No, I have never used these rocks as sex toys. Thank you.
Why did you wink at
me? I didn't wink! Oh my god! The lies!
Way to be.
God, so embarrassing.
Way to be fucking incognito.
Yeah. But I would usually use, like, my pendulum to figure out the chakra, which chakra needed attention.
What the fuck's a chakra?
So,
it's like your head and your eyes and your heart and your ding-dong.
Oh, no, there's good. Seven basic chakras.
That gives me an
idea. They're centers of subtle energy, and in Sanskrit, chakra means like wheel, disc, or circle. Mm-hmm. And they're just kind of these little centers of energy that you have, and you have your
like
root.
Atoms?
No.
Okay.
You have your root, sacral, solar plexus, heart, throat, third eye, and crown chakra.
Third eye.
In what way is that
gland.
Fucking different than what I just said?
Pineal gland. What do you think about the pineal gland?
So
she's gonna be a fucking neurosurgeon too.
So yeah. the third eye chakra that you're talking about, it kind of controls your brain, nervous system, your eyes, your ears, your nose, your pineal gland, and your pituitary gland. And if you have like stuck energy in your third eye chakra, you could have neurological disturbances, seizures, learning disabilities. You could be blind or deaf, something like that. So working on...
Wait, I think you have all of them.
Working on the third eye chakra, which is also good for intuition, by the way.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to be able to, like, open doors, parallel universes? Yeah.
That's some Jedi shit.
Clap cheeks and shit.
You like remote viewing and all that good stuff?
Yeah.
So,
clairvoyance.
So working on that chakra will...
How do I work on my chakra?
Well, I don't want you remote viewing me in the shower.
Is it imperial or is it metric? How do I do it?
I could teach you.
What set of tools do I need?
Yeah.
I could teach you what I've learned from it if you really want to work on it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Amethyst is a really good stone to kind of help you clear out some stuff in there.
Well, I hit myself with it?
No.
Yeah, you bash yourself in the head.
When I would have somebody on a table, I would put different stones on the different chakras.
Did they have to be naked?
No, they were never naked. They were always fully clothed.
Dude, we can totally do this. We can go out in the driveway, I'm going to throw a handful of gravel at your face, and you'll be like,
the only thing
heel.
They would take
just
off is 57 their
stone,
shoes.
Just 57 stone, okay? Just 57 stone.
Shoes sand. Was the only thing.
Pocket washed, sand. Washed 57 stone.
Oh, no, sand.
Don't want to get dirty.
Yeah.
So you're going to clean my chakra now?
I'm not on air. I'm not.
Well, hell not. Do it on air.
I will. Because I haven't done this in so long.
Okay. We've got like...
I'll start. I'll get an appointment.
Okay.
And since you're not like an FFL or anything, I'm going to pay you like $10 an hour.
I still have all of my certifications and my certificates.
I am an FFL. You don't pay me $10 an hour.
Do you have like insurance and are you like licensed and bonded right now?
I no longer do. That? I no longer
do. So I'm gonna pay you fucking hood price.
Hood price. okay. You can just give me some more Virgil Kane. That'll be fine.
Okay.
My Virgil Kane.
Yeah, I know, but I'm using it right now, bro. Chill out. I'm trying to get my chakra cleaned. Whatever the hell that means.
Yeah. I've spent most of my life in bars trying to get chicks to clean my chakra by pumping alcohol into them.
Probably your sacral and root chakra.
So, like, is Brian gonna sit on my face to clean the chakra, or what? Or that make it dirtier? I don't know. I'm not a scientist. All right, well, I mean, that was pretty good. So, thank you for taking time out of your busy week to bestow this information upon us.
Where did you find that word? And how much did it cost you?
$9.99. It was on the internet. But, yeah, for our listeners out there somewhere, I guess, allegedly. I mean, Anchor says we have some. They're probably just fucking with me. They probably know.
Yeah. They know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how you ended my video.
Yeah, I know. But yeah. So, but I've got a couple other, you know, interesting episodes. Probably not as interesting as this one.
Oh, God.
Hope they are.
I'm writing them right now. I've got a cancer patient that I'd actually like you to co-host with me on.
Okay.
He's ex-cancer patient. And okay. He did a lifestyle change with the plant-based dieting and shit. And he swears up and down that a lot of that is why. So I think it'd be neat to
have you on
for that.
That'd be great, yeah.
Brian can come too.
Sign me up.
Throw him through a window when he fucks with him too much. Yeah, I've got that. I've got a couple other ones that I don't really want to talk about yet because they're not complete, but I think they're going to be interesting.
I'm just
figuring logistics on all of them right now.
I'm going to shamelessly plug Covering Fire because I got plans.
Go ahead.
I got plans for a Covering Fire episode where we talk about what you have to do to start a gun business.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
That'd be a pretty good one.
That, you got experience in that.
Yeah. And then the Dark Corner Gunworks YouTube channel. And we're on Full 30 now, finally.
I know, about fucking time.
We get more views on Full 30 than I do on YouTube.
Well, the demographic.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's all it's gun people, you know?
At least on the not review stuff. The review stuff still kills it on YouTube. But, like, the shenaniganry, like that Halloween one we just did, they ate it up.
Did they? That's awesome. I'm a movie star. But, yeah, no, so I'll plug myself. You can reach us at... official opencontainerpodcast @gmail.com. That's a shitty long fucking email, but it's the only one that was fucking available, believe that shit or not. opencontainerpodcast@gmail wasn't available. opencontainer@gmail wasn't available. Literally it wasn't. It's fucking stupid. Or Facebook Messenger. I just give y'all an outlet to just give us constructive criticism or bash us. I don't care.
Well, you've got...
request an episode or want to be a guest or whatever it is. We'd love the feedback.
The Anchor.fm app also allows you to leave voice messages.
Yeah.
And they can sponsor you.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Because, I mean, it does take money to do these.
It does. Equipment costs money. Whiskey costs money.
My appearance on here costs a lot of money.
Yeah, I had to pay her like $40 to not jack us off.
What? Oh my god! None of this is true.
But yeah, they can leave voice recordings. They leave voice recordings. We can plug them into the show too. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I've been like just scrounging Facebook to find people.
Yeah.
To guest wise. So I mean, if anyone listening,
well, I have the same problem on Covering Fire. So
I have one guest, or not? He's not a guest yet, but he's a listener. He's probably 3 or 4 episodes away because I've got a few like lined up, like I said, and he's an actual listener that wants to be on, and I've just let him just get back to me when he figures out what he wants to talk. He's had an interesting life, so I don't think he wants to like air that under his actual name and stuff, so he's done some interesting things.
Well, the beauty of podcasts,
he'll listen to this and he'll know I'm talking about him.
The beauty of podcasts is that we can do it from anonymity too. So
right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I mean, he could just say I'm Lars.
If we're super super careful with the overlap, I can even like edit this voice out and stuff and make it, you know, all.
Yeah, could you make it sound like a make him sound like those dudes on those prison shows that like leave their gang and they're like a shadow behind. A wall and they fucking just talk about should do that. That'd be funny. Okay, that's what we'll do. But he's a really good guy. Really, really good guy. And
he actually
listens to
all
us.
Of us will be distorted. You won't
let us just everybody. He won't know. It's just the same guy just talking from different points. Asking and answering questions from himself. But yeah, you know, it would be great if we could just get people there to reach out to us because, I mean, looking at the analytics on anchor.fm, there's like 20 fucking places in this state that people listen to. North Carolina, Georgia, Florida, Missouri for some fucking reason. New Zealand for some fucking reason. You got Finland.
I've got Finland, I've got Germany, and I've got Canada now.
Right, you know? So, I mean...
And they're regularly listening.
Yeah.
Like, they're listening.
And if you get on Anchor, you can actually host a podcast with someone that's not even in front of you.
I haven't dug that far into it.
Yeah, I've looked at it. I haven't done it yet.
I just
obviously.
Take their money from my ad.
I haven't done it, but I've It says you can do it, and I've read about it a little bit, and that's apparently it'll, like, funnel him through the fucking,
that's
through the
another
audio.
Thing. You do the business shout-out, and if people are listening, you know, you can buy ad space where we'll run an ad for
there's,
you.
Yeah, there's that, too.
On yours or mine. Like,
yeah.
Like send you, a check, like, and we will record an ad for you.
Like, you could, if you were local, I'd let you record the ad if you wanted to, or I could do it for you. I don't know if you want to do that, but somebody might, I don't know.
Right.
Now I'll go to Pandora's box, see if I can pick them up.
You better go with her, like, crystal sex toys.
Yeah, we'll show up with a crystal dildo. The dude behind the counter will be like, fuck yeah, bro.
Yeah. Like, came on.
Yeah. But yeah, or do you know, don't fucking reach out. It's whatever. We'll catch you on the next one. And as always, go fuck yourself.
Screw this. I'm out.